To really treat addiction, you need a specialist. That's what addiction experts say. But there just aren't that many doctors with the right training. As Side Effects Public Media's Michelle Faust reports, there's a new push to grow the field of addiction psychiatry in order to combat the nation's opiate epidemic.
There's such a need. You know, I mean, I remember down in Florida going into the detoxes, everyone was there for opioid addiction.
Seth Skinner is 28 years old. He started abusing opiates as a teen in Florida. He moved to Rochester, New York around 4 years ago. It was another couple years before he got into treatment for opiate addiction.
I think it was hard for the providers to kind of, and the doctors and the therapists to try and fulfill that need.
The American Society of Addiction Medicine, or ASAM, reports there are over 3,000 board-certified addiction medicine physicians. This group says that's not enough to help the nearly 25 million Americans over age 12 with the condition. Richard Blondell oversees a fellowship training program for doctors to specialize in addiction medicine at the University at Buffalo. He says most doctors receive only hours of education about addiction in med school.
There are more doctors out there prescribing heavy doses of narcotics than there are out there trying to help people get off of them.
Blondell explains that addiction is a chronic disease, like diabetes, that requires ongoing coordinated care with medical supervision. Right now, there are not enough doctors trained to treat addiction, but the American Board of Addiction Medicine wants to solve that. Today, they have 36 fellowship programs that train addiction physicians, but they're adding new programs each month. Their 8-year goal is to reach 100 programs total, graduating 250 doctors a year. Dr. Stuart Gitlow is the immediate past president of ASAM. He says few family practitioners think to send their patients with addictions on to another doctor.
But it's very unlikely in most parts of the country that they would think to send you to the addiction specialist physician. And there's a difference, right? If you go see a counselor, well, they can do some things, but not everything.
One thing a counselor can't do is prescribe medication. Some patients trying to give up heroin or other opioids may be put on methadone, buprenorphine, or naltrexone. These medications help wean patients off the substances they're abusing. Timothy Wiegan is Seth Skinner's doctor. He's the director of toxicology at the University of Rochester Medical Center in New York State. He says it takes a team to help his patients stay off heroin.
The physician is like the quarterback in this setting, working with a lot of other really important individuals, the counselors that are working, running the groups and in the individual sessions, the social workers, the care managers.
Lack of awareness of the addiction treatment specialty leads to other problems. When the medical profession stigmatizes and misunderstands addiction, Wiegan says patients don't get the treatment they need. If a diabetic came into the emergency department with a crisis related to their disease, they'd be set up with follow-up treatment. That's not the regular course of action when someone in the ER has overdosed from heroin.
They don't leave with the medications they need to help stabilize the disease of addiction. They don't leave with a physician appointment typically for an addiction medicine specialist. And that's a huge disparity between these two medical conditions.
Some hospitals are now moving to link patients treated in emergency with long-term treatment programs. But even with the growth in the field, treating the 2.4 million Americans addicted to opioids remains a challenge. Skinner is feeling optimistic about his recovery, but he knows how hard it can be.
It's a combination of things. It really is. It's not just one thing. There's no miracle drug or miracle answer. And everyone's different.
Michelle Faust, Side Effects Public Media.